Hello, I hope you're having a lovely start to your week. I'm out on a walk again, and I hope you might be as well. Deja, I saw you were out on a walk last week, and I just absolutely love Vicky. I think you listened to the podcast on a recent run, and I just love it. I love seeing that we're walking together, especially in this time when, I mean, I think that's one thing I want to keep from lockdown is this sense of just making the most of daily walks, you know, being somebody that worked from home anyway. And if I wasn't working from home and coaching from home, I'd be up in London doing workshops and doing coaching days with teams. And there's so much power in getting out and about and being in motion and in movement while we're exploring and thinking in our minds as well. So, yeah, daily walks, I think, will be something I take with me on the sunny days going forward, that is. I'm a fair weather walker. But as promised, I wanted to really focus this episode and our conversation today on failure and a past failure of mine, which, as I mentioned last week, until recently, about, I'd say, 6 to 12 months, I've really almost just felt embarrassed of it, you know, and the reason I want to talk about this is to really get under the skin of what is it that we fear about failure, in the hope that, number one, by doing so, it helps us fear it less if we know what we're really scared of underneath, under the core of it. And number two, to talk about it in a way that I hope will make you feel less alone if you've experienced a failure that you're maybe still embarrassed to think about or talk about or feel some shame around. And it doesn't have to be, you know, big ones. Mine was a business, but it could be anything. It could be a meeting that we hoped would go a different way. It could be an interview that we're going through that we hoped we'd get the role for, or, you know, it could be a business, you know, it could be anything, a episode of a podcast we create that we thought would land a little bit more, or a video we create that we hoped would resonate more than it did. You know, there's so many different layers and kind of flavors to failure that I think often hold us back more than we realise, and hold us back from trusting ourselves more than we realise. And for me, when I think about Gaboom, the business that I started when I was 19 and had the idea for when I was 15, so it was so emotionally charged for me. Like, it was so something that I wanted to bring to life and I wanted to actually make successful, you know, and not feel like, God, am I a fool for really believing that an idea I had when I was 15 could genuinely be the thing that is the business that I start. And for me, when I think about that time of my life, and obviously I now look back and can kind of have some kindness and love towards that young Jess, because she was 19 when she started the business for real. Don't know why I'm speaking about myself in the third person, but And then ran that business for 2.5 years. So it took me, I closed Gaboom in 2012. So it took me to when I was about, you know, I mean, I don't want to get into halves, but 22, 23. I feel like I lost halves a long time ago, but 22 and a half, let's say. And as I think back to that business, I've been really reflecting on what it is about the failure of it that felt so painful, and why it feels like a failure, because actually nobody else sees it that way, which I find so interesting. And when I speak to people about it, all they do is pick out the brave stuff. You know, they pick out the fact that I was 19. They pick out the fact that I went on Dragon's Den, even though in my eyes, you know, I always kind of follow that up with, yeah, but I didn't get the money. There is a horse approaching. How... I swear I've seen more horses in the last however many days. Do I turn around? No. Oh, he's running. I will be moving over to the side. So when I think about this, and when I think about that essence of, you know, how often do we and do you think of something as a failure that other people don't even see that way? And actually, when we think about that, it can help us to uncover why we potentially feel failures in the first place. Hello. How you doing? Yeah, it's very dusty, isn't it? Yeah, you too. Take care. There we go. Did you hear that horse? So when I think about this, and I think about maybe actually, and as you're listening, you know, think to yourself of a recent or prominent failure in your mind, right, in your words. And I bet you that actually the reason it's a failure, and I say this with confidence, because I know that Gaboom to me is a failure, because it didn't meet two things. It didn't meet my expectations, what I expected of myself, and it didn't meet what I believed others expected of me. So take those two things into account, and what that therefore means is that actually it never felt like I reached that level of enough. It never felt like I'd reached the crazy levels that I'd expected of myself, you know, that at 15 and then again at 19, all the way through to 22 and a half, I was doing things that now, when I look back and when I speak to people about it, they're very kind and generous of their words. But to me, it was never enough. Going on Dragon's Den, yep, cool. Of course I would do it. Doing it in service of the mission and sharing the idea. But it never felt enough. And I never let myself, for that reason, celebrate what I was doing. I only was focused on celebrating if I got the outcome that I had set wildly high for myself, or that I tricked myself into believing that others expected of me, when actually they were already proud and impressed. And when we think about that, how does that change things, right? How, oh, we've got a puppy. Oh my goodness. We're now getting different animals today. This is amazing. But when we think about that, how much would that change your view on a recent failure that you feel you've experienced? Was it because you felt the expectations that you set on yourself, when you think about those, were they achievable in the first place? Or were they things that you set so wildly high that actually we're setting ourselves up to fail from the kind of word go? And what would be different if, instead of looking back on our past experiences as failures or successes, but as things that have actually shaped the people that we have now become? Because I know for sure that Gaboom, without that, even if for a long, long time I looked back and I was too embarrassed to really own it and too embarrassed to really acknowledge that I was 19 and doing something that most 19-year-olds don't do. And I bet you there are things in your experience that most people don't do, that you think and show up in a way that most people don't. And yet we still suck the kind of pride out of the fact that we're giving it a go and that we're showing up and we're doing it, because we have these high expectations for ourselves that we then, unless we meet them, feel like it's a failure anyway. And so I wanted to share this with you because I had a message a couple of weeks ago from Katie, and Katie and I were talking over LinkedIn actually, and Katie shared with me that she is looking to do some work on her confidence at the moment because of a recent failure, that she called it in her words. And she actually used the word shame, and it just really got me thinking about how I felt inspired to share this, because I think so often we look at the now, don't we? And we look at who we're being now, and that can have two sides to it. On one side, we can forget how we got to be who we are now. And so if you are, like Katie, experiencing a recent failure, I'm putting that in bunny ears, because in my eyes, I know I could have a conversation with Katie and I would pluck out all of the amazing things that she's done and experienced and become because of what she did. But that if I also know, if I was in Katie's shoes, I'd be focused on the fact that I didn't reach the point that I wanted to reach. I didn't get to the level that I hoped to get to. And actually, now looking back on those, maybe we could see that we set them so wildly high, we're never going to get them in the first place. We're never going to reach those levels in the first place. And so what I wanted to just riff on and kind of plant the seed of, I guess, is that as you're looking back on failures that you've experienced, or maybe you, like Katie, are bouncing back from one, that's a bad term, isn't it? Experiencing one of late. I feel like personal resilience is a whole nother thing, but bouncing back, it's not immediate, is it? And it's okay to also not bounce back immediately. We are human and we can feel these things. But maybe something to help you get that first foothold if it feels like you've recently experienced a failure in your mind and in your words, or you're looking to heal a past wound like I was with Gaboom, because that was over 10 years ago now. But to me, it was something that I still struggle to fully own. And I don't know if this is something, you know, to do with not daring to be seen as arrogant or anything like that. But actually, if we look back and pull out all of the times that we were brave and that we had the courage to show up, to take action on our ambitions and actually do something that a lot of people don't do, which is to dare to risk, to believe in their potential. And I think more of us are getting there, but it's not common practice yet, is it? To by default believe in ourselves. And yet there's something about starting something that takes so much creativity and resourcefulness that I think we can overlook that if we're solely focused on the expectations that we've set ourselves, rather than acknowledging the process that we went through to create that thing in the first place, to become the person that leads a business, that puts themselves forward for this, that dares to go for something that they know they want to start. And actually, I think if we kind of shift our lens of failure from being about not getting to where we want to get to and not reaching the levels that we want to get to, because we set them so wildly high anyway, what if we treat success as being giving it a go, actually daring to take action and trust that things will unfold as they're meant to? Because again, as I sort of touched on last week, and I think even earlier in this walk, maybe near the horse, for me, Gaboom is something that has absolutely catapulted me into what I do now and who I am now. And if that had gone well, if it had gone the other way, I honestly, I don't know what I'd be doing now. Would I be running a gaming platform? I don't know. But I certainly wouldn't be doing the thing that feels the most meaningful. And I wouldn't have probably moved to San Francisco. And I wouldn't have got or built my product chops by working in a startup, multiple startups. And I wouldn't be a coach. So when we think about that and we look back on our experiences, even in the heat of the moment of what we perceive to be as a failure, hopefully it provides some sense of relief if we focus instead on the fact that only we are the ones that see them as failures. And actually, when others look at what we do, they look at the positives, they look at the things that they would be proud, oh my goodness, there's Russell's in the bush, proud to experience, and the things that they almost would say, God, I could never do that. You are doing those things. We do those things. And then also to look at the fact that when we look all the way back and trust that things will unfold as they're meant to, maybe that failure is the dot that connects or becomes one of the connectors to make up what we do now and who we're becoming through that. Because again, I think only because of the failure of Gaboom, and if I dare to say it and it feels a bit bold and uncomfortable, the failure of my health, right, having my diagnosis, if it wasn't for those things, I would not be who I am now and I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now. And this is the time, as I spoke about last week, where I feel the most me that I've ever been, and that I am now the Jess that 15-year-old Jess dreamt of being when, yeah, she was listening to Tony Robbins on her iPod Touch at the gym. That's right. That's how hungry I was back then. Can you picture the sight? So I hope by riffing on failure and sharing, I guess, what I've taken away from a few hefty failures in my experience so far, and I kind of am at peace with the fact that there'll be more, right? In different shapes and sizes, there will be more. But if we can look at them as things that fuel and shape who we are, rather than things that crush who we are, isn't that so much more just uplifting and kind of leaves us feeling ready to step towards and risk showing up, daring to try, than actually living with the regret of never trying, of never knowing if that inkling we had telling us to start that thing, to give that thing a go, was actually the thing that would get us to the point where we feel like we're finally the person we've always been destined to be. So as I now wander into the sunshine, this feels like, I've also had quite a few people walk past me at this, so I've had some interesting looks, as you can imagine it. We've had a horse, we've had a puppy, and we've had a couple of humans. It's all good. I do have this vision one day where maybe we'll be doing this outside together in some form of retreat-like experience for us all post-pandemic life. But for now, I will say I hope you have a lovely week. And if this has landed with you, if there's something on your mind or on your heart at the moment when you think about failure and you just want to talk about it, then please do feel free to send me an email. You can reach me at jess@theideascoach.com. Or a voice memo if you fancy it, over a direct message on Instagram where I'm @theideascoach. You know where to find me. I'll put links in the episode notes anyway. I would love to hear from you and love to hear, you know, what's your takeaway from a failure that you feel that you've experienced recently or in a chapter of your life? What's one thing that you're taking away from it and that you wish others knew as well? Okay, I hope you have a brilliant week and I'll speak to you next time.